Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Pivetta was pitching so well. He's a guy where you know what's going to happen. He's going to put the fastball at the top of the strike zone, and when he clips the top of the strike zone, it's difficult.
Pivetta sets. Here's the pitch. Zaya swings, drills one deep left center field. This is going to tie the game. It's gone. Solo shot to left center by Seiya Suzuki. 1-1 Cubs and Padres here in the fifth.
Kelly with a high drive to center field. Merrill is back. Sheets at the wall. And the slam's gone. The Cubs smash out of their slumber with back-to-back home runs in the fifth. Suzuki and Kelly put Chicago in the lead.
And I think in the postseason, maybe hits just changed the stadium. It changes the energy of the stadium completely.
3-1, the pitch. Strike 3-5. Cubs win the ball game. Brad Keller works a 1-2-3 ninth inning. What a job by the Cubs bullpen today as the Cubs win game one in front of a remarkable crowd here at Wrigley Field.
Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Well, this is why we do it, right? I mean, this is the good stuff. Like, today was a reminder of why we root, why we cheer, why we invest for the moments, the drama, just like today. And on this day, what day is it? On this Tuesday, it was a win for the Cubs in Game 1 of the 2025 Wild Card Series. The first Cubs postseason win since 2017. The first time Cubs fans got to see it happen live since 2018. Right there at Wrigley Field. And you heard the only local broadcast right here on The Score. What a spectacular day at Wrigley Field. And now, one win away from meeting up with the Milwaukee Brewers in the divisional round. And we will do it all over again tomorrow. A reminder, Game 2. Get started our pregame show at 1:30, the only local broadcast. First pitch at 2:08 yet again. We are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Judson Richards along with you for the next 2 hours. Your calls, your texts, we will revisit, we will celebrate, and we will also take a look at tomorrow's matchup as well against the Padres. Still work to be done. I know only a three-game series, but go ahead and get it done tomorrow. Bruce Levine will join us coming up in just about 20 minutes. Andrew Kittredge, the reliever, is the starter, if that makes you say, huh? Craig Counsell? Craig Counsell is, you know, one of the more aggressive managers using openers in Major League Baseball. The assumption is that it's Shota Imanaga, so we will, you know, if there's anyone who knows his team, we'll talk to Bruce at about 7:25, get an idea not only about how he expects Craig Counsell to use his pitching staff tomorrow. We'll talk about Kyle Tucker, a lot of great topics as we dive into this one. The Cubs will match up against Dylan Cease, who has a 12.91 ERA in four postseason appearances. That is your matchup tomorrow. Dylan Cease versus Andrew Kittredge, and I would expect to see Shoti Imanaga coming in the second inning. But again, we want to talk. 312-644-6767. Not only did, how did you feel about that Cubs victory today? Listen, if you were there, I'm envious. I'd love to hear about it. Let's celebrate Wrigley Field. Let's celebrate why we all get together, why we cheer, why we root, why we invest like we do. And there, you know, it wasn't all perfection today. If there's anything you wanted to change about what Craig Counsell did, we can talk about it. Also, I'm going to give out a few game balls for what I saw today. And I'll ask you, if you could give out a game ball, shout out Ben Johnson. If you could give out a game ball, who would you give it to? The text line is open as well, 312-644-6767. Let's begin with Seiya Suzuki. I've been somewhat fascinated by this one statistic, right? You ever watch MLB Network? You come away with a stat. You want to share with everyone. You feel like you're all of a sudden the smartest man, woman in the building. Well, from 2010 to 2019 in the postseason, the team that out-homered their opponents won 61% of the time, okay? 2010 to 2019, postseason series, the team that out-homered the other won 61% of the time. Now, from 2021 to 2024, so the last three postseasons, the team that out-homered their opponents in a postseason series won 78% of the time. 78% of the time. So as you look at this matchup between the Cubs and the Padres coming in, the Cubs had the sixth most home runs in Major League Baseball. The Padres were 28th. 28th in Major League Baseball. I understand they're the best bullpen, but you thought, geez, if the team that out-homers the other team 78% of the time and the Cubs are sixth and the Padres are 28th, well, this is a wrap, right? I mean, that's all it takes. But if you've been watching this Cubs team, as I know you have been out there, the first half Cubs, vastly different than the second half Cubs. PCA, Kyle Tucker, Seiya Suzuki in the first half combined to hit 67 home runs in the first half. The second half of the season, those three guys hit 18 of them. 67 first half, 18 in the second half. And I'll remind you, Seiya hit 5 home runs in the last 6 games of the season. So at one point, it was actually 67 home runs first half, 13 in the second half. Point being, they have been a vastly different team first half to second half, and that first half was all about the home run ball. But that hasn't been the second half. So as I'm looking at the 6th versus 28 of who hit the most home runs in Major League Baseball, Cubs that much better than the Padres, it didn't really tell the whole story of the season that was in front of us. But Seiya Suzuki was able to carry over what happened really in those last 6 games of the season when he hit 5 home runs. It kind of felt like for Seiya, like, think about it, okay? He had 25 home runs in the All-Star break. The All-Star game was July 15th. Before this last homestand for the Cubs, he had 2 home runs. From July 15th until these last 6 games, he had hit just 2. So it felt like the elevator was closing to try to get hot before the playoffs, and Seiya just snuck on. Seiya was able to just sneak in. And sure enough, you felt like his home run turned the tide. Wrigley Field was ready to erupt. Carson Kelly followed suit as Pivetta was just trying to get that great fastball at the very top of the zone. They adjusted. Pivetta probably will tell you he was too low in the zone. And then you get the Cubs able to scratch together that run. I mean, that was the word that I would use to describe the Cubs' win today. It was sophisticated. It was mature, right? They trailed. No one panicked. You feel like the Padres kind of had the momentum for 4 innings there, and then they just let it all work out. And I felt like Craig Counsell had a spectacular game. But who would you give a game ball to, and were you there? Let's talk about it. 312-644-6767. Tyler, let's get started with Zach. Zach lit leadoff for us here in the 7 o'clock hour. Zach, I'm envious, buddy. How was it?
Absolutely electric. I'm telling you right now, everything that they could have done, they did right, and it was awesome. And I would take, honestly, Dansby Swanson was awesome. Dansby Swanson, PCA at the wall, awesome. And the back-to-back Jacks was insane, dude. that that was made me crap my pants, dude. Everybody in the bleachers out there, we were just sitting there just watching, like, how's this going to happen? Here it is, and here it went.
Zach, what's your playoff experience like at Wrigley? Was that your first? Do you go all the time? What was it like for you?
That was my 14th game this year. We go almost every Tuesday.
Good for you, Zach. Good for you. Today was a Tuesday. Are you going to be back tomorrow?
We were just sitting there just watching. Like, hey, man, you know what? I have to go back tomorrow. I'm going to tell my boss to take a hike.
All right.
And then we're definitely going back. I had to catch myself there for a second.
Yeah, well done, Zach. Well done. We'll say goodbye to you now before we have to catch you. Zach had an amazing time. And were you out there? 312-644-6767. The game balls as well. Zach and I are on the same page. Zach and I are on the same page about who we're giving the game balls to. We'll get to that in just a moment. But again, the Cubs in this game, so much was made of, and what we're watching tomorrow, by the way, it's today's day and age where you try drastically to not allow your pitcher, unless he's Tarek Skubal or someone, to get to that lineup the third time around, right? If you're wondering, why are the Cubs starting Andrew Kittredge? He's a reliever, right? Like, don't we have Shoti Imanaga or Colin Ray or Jameson Taillon? It's simply to not only get through the first batters in the inning, the first three batters, where simply Craig Counsell thinks he can play matchup, but Jackson Merrill will hit cleanup, and if you go three up, three down, Shoti Imanaga would not only get to the second inning and not having to go through Fernando Tatis Jr. or Manny Machado, but he also would have a chance to start with the lefty-lefty matchup. I mean, there's no easier way to describe it than to just look at Shoti Imanaga's season in 2025. His ERA in the first inning is 7.20. And if you're saying, well, he's still got to start an inning, that has to do with who the 1-2-3 hitters are. Baseball is also very different, where your traditional cleanup hitter, take Aaron Judge, for example, they may hit leadoff, right? Fernando Tatis Jr. in the 80s would probably hit fourth. He hits first. So Shota goes from a 7.20 ERA in the first inning to the 3.24 ERA in the second inning, then 2.52 in the third inning. Let's go back to the phones. 312-644-6767. Alex is with us in Waukegan. Alex, what's going on, buddy?
It was my first 100 victory at Wrigley Field today. My first playoff experience. I was in section 215, and it was amazing. And I would give a game ball to the pitching staff today.
That's a good one. That's a good. Not just the relievers, right? But also Matthew Boyd, Alex.
The whole staff.
Yeah, I would agree. I would absolutely agree. 312-644-6767. Let's go to. Oh, Rich said goodbye. Checking the text line here. I'm with 708. He says it's Dansby Swanson. Let's do this, Tyler. Let's get to our three game balls before we talk to Bruce Levine coming up in about 10 minutes. My game ball number one goes to Dansby.
And now the 0-1. There's a smash on the ground. Backhand stop by Swanson, holding at third as the runner, and the throw to first in time. Beautiful play by Dansby Swanson. He saved a run and took a base hit away from O'Hearn.
You know, when I call this one a sophisticated victory, can you imagine what it takes? Put yourself in Dansby Swanson's shoes. And by the way, if you just got incredibly nervous, you should. Like, Dansby, and he's battle-tested. He's a champion. You got a couple champions on this team, right? Including Kyle Tucker as well. But Dansby talked about the emotions and the tears in his eyes as they announced the starting lineup. Because Dansby's a smart dude, right? He knows, he understands what a spectacular life he gets to live. But then you got to lock in. Then you got to go out there and lock in and know that those thousands of people at the stadium and millions of people, that's probably too many, but you know what I mean, watching at home, not to be Bruce Buffer, but you know that Dansby then has to lock in. That play that saved a run
when Xander Bogaerts was at third base, that diving play that he made at shortstop, and then that one that you just heard there as well, that changes a game. When you're talking about the playoffs, when you save a run like that early, that is a game-saving play. When every run matters like it does in the postseason, when the bullpen is what it is that the Padres have, that is a game-changing, a game-saving play. That a play like that can be the difference between getting to the divisional round or not. Here's counsel on Dansby.
I mean, we got a bunch of guys that can do that, that can contribute on kind of all phases of the game. And, you know, the first play, you know, we're down 2-0. They've still got things going. We might have to get the bullpen up, right? And so it was absolutely huge play. The second one's, you know, almost the harder play. It's not a play that you make a lot, and it's just great athlete, great instincts. The wind probably helped us a little bit there and held the ball up a little bit. It was a beautiful play.
It certainly was. And Craig Counsell, as a middle infielder, as an infielder, he knows how spectacular that was. My second game ball goes to a guy that we haven't seen much in September. How great was Daniel Palencia?
You know, he got his hands up above the ball.
Check swing. That's going to be strike three. Yes, it is. It was an off-speed delivery. It was inside, but Machado committed himself and tried to check, but couldn't do it. That's a strikeout for Daniel Palencia.
You know, Daniel, you just don't see a lot of it, especially as he was being used in a closer role as much as he was. You come in a clean inning. He came in a dirty inning, meaning there were runners on. Not only did it, with that runner being, or that first batter being Fernando Tatis Jr., and then go inning into two-thirds. So he hadn't pitched much in September. He's used to being a closer. He comes in. Perhaps the most important player in game one was Daniel Palencia. Here he is after the game.
We talked with the pitching coach, and the manager talked to me, like, just be ready to any situation. And I was, you know, like, since the first inning, I was mentally prepared. And, you know, we execute everything I have in mind, and we're ready for tomorrow.
Yeah, how about that? I mean, he was exceptional. And by the way, Bruce Levine will join us coming up in just about 5 minutes. What does he expect to follow after Andrew Kittredge as we get set for Kittredge and Dylan Cease coming up in game two? All right, finally, my last game ball goes to Craig Counsell and what he did for Matthew Boyd.
Fans standing and hollering. Here comes the 0-2 to Arise. Swing and a miss, strike three. 1-2-3 inning for Matthew Boyd.
You know, just like they're going to avoid the first inning for Shota Imanaga tomorrow, it was similar to what they did today, although they just didn't have an opener. Matthew Boyd, as he came up in that fourth inning, Fernando Tatis Jr. was going to see Matthew Boyd for the third time. And Boyd goes from a .331 slug opponents against the first time to .424 to a .515 slugging percentage when opponents see him for a third time. He is just drastically a different pitcher. And Craig Counsell took all the emotion out of it. He went right out there, and he got him out of the game. I mean, ultimately, that's what you want your manager to do. Now, it certainly worked out, but not only did Craig Counsell have it lined up that Boyd was going to come out of the game, he was not going to commit some otherwise, but then the move to go to Palencia worked out perfectly. And the Cubs find themselves a winner, 3-1, the final score. More texts, more phone calls coming up, 312-644-6767. But also, how about this? The plan is for reliever Andrew Kittredge to start for the Cubs in game two. What's the plan after Kittredge? We'll ask our Score Baseball insider, Bruce Levine, next. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670, the Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
It was perfect today. I mean, that's what it was. It's, let's see, 13, it's 14 outs. And I've talked a lot about, you know, them helping each other and how that group is connected. And today was a great example of it. You know, they get their outs and they make their matchups the right matchups. And so just a brilliant job. Everybody just made pitches. Can't say enough about what they did today.
You know, it felt a little bit like the Cubs beat the Padres at their own game today. We know that the stat coming in that the Padres had the best bullpen in all Major League Baseball, but how perfect, I'll use that word because Council used that word, how perfect was that Cubs bullpen after Matthew Boyd? You go Palencia, Pomeranz, Kittredge, and Keller to get it done. 312-644-6767, taking your calls and texts all the way until 9 o'clock this evening. Judson Richards along with you. We are now joined by the Score Baseball insider, Bruce Levine, who got to watch a Cubs playoff victory for the first time since 2017. How was your day, Bruce?
It was good. Watching the fans bringing the electricity to Wrigley Field like they do and the team getting behind all that, it was fun. I mean, that's pretty much what the year has been like watching Cub baseball. There's been down times and lulls, you know, certainly after the fast April, May, early June that they put together a tremendous record. And that was sensational to watch today. If you follow Cub baseball, you understand the way that you win baseball games these days with, the defensive plays that they make and the bullpen that they have. So that's what quintessential Cub baseball has been about all year.
Bruce, I called it a sophisticated, a mature win, right? The Cubs trailed by that fourth inning. You felt like the Padres had the momentum, but they're really, you know, they weren't rattled. They stuck to it, got a couple big swings, and then got it done in the end.
You know, Judson, in postseason play, one run is a lot of runs.
Yes.
So you look at these games differently. You know, you look at them differently, and as you see, they're managed differently. So Craig Council was prepared after the four and a third innings that that Boyd pitched. He was ready. His plan was Palencia, get the last two outs of that inning, come in and get another out or two in the next inning, come on with his next plan, which is another left-hander to face a left-handed lineup after you get through the top of the order. That was, you know, it was classically done by the team, but as same thing with the manager.
You know, Bruce, we all know that Craig Counsell was given the heftiest contract any manager had ever been given, and we've kind of been waiting to see that ultimately to pay off. They win 92 games this year. I thought for Craig Counsell's first game managing a Cubs playoff game, I thought Craig was exceptional today.
Well, I think more than that, I thought he did as good a job or better last year, winning 83 games with a team that really wasn't put together very well. So I just think that, you know, and he caught a lot of hell about, hey, you didn't bring us a playoff baseball team. You're not worth the $8 million. Well, I mean, you see the tactician that Counsell is, and you see how prepared he is. Just give him, you know, good talent, and he's gonna get you the playoffs, and he's gonna do everything he can in his power to make sure that he uses that personnel to the utmost. And I think that's what you've seen this year with Craig Counsell and his team.
We're joined by Score Baseball Insider Bruce Levine. Bruce, of course, will be part of that pregame show beginning tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. right here on 6-7 The Score. First pitch for Game 2 of this wild card series against the Padres coming your way at 2:08. Bruce, how surprised were you to hear that Andrew Kittredge would be the starter tomorrow?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, I did an interview with him after the game. You have that sound there if you want to use it at some point. And I said to him, 10 minutes from now, after this interview, are you going to be shocked if Craig Counsell tells you that you're the opener and the starter tomorrow? And he started laughing. He goes, you know, knowing Counsell, you know, not at all. You know, I'll be prepared. I said, you know, I went on asking him, is it different to prepare for a start as an opener? And I didn't know that it was going to be that. I was just assuming that after the win today, that Shota Imanaga facing, looking at Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis more than a couple times would not be the choice of Craig Counsell. So after winning this game, that's what I thought he would do. He'd use an opener. I had no idea it was going to be Kittredge, but talking to him, you know, it made sense that he was going to do that. So I took a shot with him, and it panned out. But the reality is that this is all about getting those early outs without exposing a pitcher who throws home runs a lot of times to two big home run hitters in the first inning.
By the way, are we making any sort of an assumption that it will be Shota? Could it be Colin Ray? Could it be Jameson Taillon? Or you know, how confident should we be that it will be Shota?
I'm very confident that Shota is pitching second because of the fact that the Padres are a team that slug mostly against right-handers. And you take the big first two guys out of the equation, they're about 40 points less on OPS if you like those type of numbers. They have a lot of left-handed hitters in their lineup. They're good left-handed hitters. They can hit lefties, but I think the percentages tell you that Shota, having given up 31 home runs and you know, just on over 100 innings this year, 120 innings, it's best to have an opener and then have Shota doing his 30 pitches in the bullpen, getting ready to come out in the second inning. At least that's how they're drawing it up.
Bruce, well, taking a look at Kyle Tucker, how does he look to you?
I mean, you saw the at-bats today. They weren't great.
No.
I mean, he didn't seem a little behind. And it wasn't just Kyle Tucker. I mean, Pivetta was dealing, okay?
He was, yep.
He was just – he was magnificent. Before he gave up those home runs, he was just dotting the upper location, the lower location, all four quadrants – and it was nasty, nasty stuff. And you could tell the Cubs and their swings and misses were going after pitches that were out of the zone. But his stuff is so good that you understand why they were doing that. So their discipline at bats didn't look all that disciplined against a guy who was just pounding it at 97, hitting every spot on the you know, the board there. So give the Cubs credit for Suzuki and Kelly, you know, being able to take him out of the ballpark at about 355, 360 mark for Kelly, and you know, crushed by Suzuki, who's back to being the dominant hitter he was up until the All-Star break, one of the best home run and RBI guys in the game until the All-Star break. Now all of a sudden, I think 7 home runs in 6 games. Just keep him right there. They're going to need him for the next month.
Any surprise they didn't bunt Ian Happ with runners at first and second, nobody out in the sixth inning, yeah, with Kyle Tucker on deck?
I don't think that's his game.
Happ?
I don't think he's a particularly good bunter, no. I think at that point, you're thinking about getting a two-base hit, something like that from him. So when you're looking at percentage baseball like you're talking about, Judson, you're also looking at who is there, what does he do best, can he bunt, is he a good bunter, rather than it calls for a bunt, right? So when Shaw was up, he's a good bunter. And by the way, the Cubs, the last 4 days before the season ended, were having extra bunting drills just for anticipation of being in these situations here in the playoffs. So you're talking about a very prepared team, a prepared coaching staff under an extraordinarily prepared manager.
By the way, guests, join us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Bruce Levine, or Score Baseball Insider, with us this evening as the Cubs win game one of the final of 3-1. Back at it again tomorrow at Wrigley Field. Our coverage will begin at 1:30 right here on the Score. Any changes you're expecting tomorrow, Bruce, to the lineup? I mean, it's Dylan Cease. It's a right-hander, right? We'll probably see the same 1-9?
I would say so. I mean, I don't see any reason. I mean, do you know how to get Ballesteros in there without disrupting what you have?
1-10?
Yeah. Is there a creative way to get him in there? I think they'd love to have Ballesteros' bat in there. They feel really good about where he's at. Line drive hitter, not afraid of hitting a breaking ball or at a 97 or 98 mile an hour fastball. It's going to be a challenge. Cease is one of the best pitchers in baseball. I had the luxury of watching him pitch here for the White Sox for many years. He's got a tremendous slider, 97 mile an hour fastball. The one thing that he's prone to doing, though, is walking people, yep, and balls getting fouled off, so that within 5 1/3, you hope, or earlier, he's already at 90 to 100 pitches. If you can do that, you know, getting him out of the game type mentality, you know, that's what you try to do with Dylan Cease. He's that good, and he can, you know, at his best, he can throw 7 innings and shut you down. So it'll be a challenge tomorrow, and I think, you know, hopefully the Cubs are going to be up to it. But, you know, you have that game in hand right now, which is really helpful.
Bruce, I thoroughly enjoyed Craig Counsell giving you a hard time a couple of days ago. You guys would make a great buddy cop show.
Yeah, we have a good time together. He's always messing with me, but as you know, Judson, I mess with him back.
You do.
You know, that's just the way it goes. And before you let me go,
yeah,
let me ask you this.
Sure.
I was on at 7:25 this morning with Mully and Haw. I'm on at 7:25 at night with you. Do you think if I went to management and asked them for extra money? That's the response I thought I would get.
Well, listen, you're on in the middle of the day, Bruce, too.
Oh, yeah, the Cub game.
Yeah.
Now, look, it is my pleasure and my joy to be able to cover baseball in Chicago for all this time, and particularly on the Score right now with, you know, Cub baseball being what it is, and, you know, the Saturday show with David. It's just, you know, it's a joy, and really it never gets old.
And Bruce, by the way, before I let you go, I mean, as much as you have seen, today is a really great day, right? Like, these don't come around that often. We want them to come around all the time, but when they are here, we got to enjoy them.
No question. You know, I've been talking for the last week about, you know, Chicago deserving a playoff run, okay? I know White Sox fans are not going to cheer for the Cubs, but, you know, Chicago has had really no playoffs for the last 3 years. You want to count some of the Bulls stuff, you can, but to me, it didn't really count. Since the 22 White Sox, they really haven't had a team that was seriously looking at challenging for a championship. So Chicago deserves this. We all deserve it. So hopefully the Cubs can have a nice long run in them.
Yeah, when you show up, when you spend what you do to get out there to the ballpark and support your team, deserve is the right word. Bruce, look forward to hearing from you tomorrow. You on with Molly and Hom bright and early?
7:25 again.
There you go. And if you want to tomorrow night at 7:25, Bruce.
I think I know the answer. I think tomorrow night, because of the holiday, I will not be able to join you.
Oh,
but
gotcha.
Thank you for the invitation.
Well, I understand. I'll miss you, though, Bruce. You know how much I enjoyed talking to you.
Hopefully they'll have a championship of the wild card wrapped up by then.
Let's plan on it. Don't let a team back in. Go ahead and get that win tomorrow. Thanks, Bruce.
Thanks,
a W.
Justin. Have a good night.
There he is, our Score Baseball insider, Bruce Levine. He has seen it all, and Bruce will tell you, enjoy this one. By the way, just a reminder, the NL Wild Card Series continues tomorrow. The Cubs look to close out the Padres at Wrigley Field. Molly and Haw will broadcast live from the radio booth at Wrigley Field from 5:30 to 10 a.m., followed by Raheemy Harrison Grody and Gallagher Way from 10 to 1:30, previewing Game 2. Then official pregame coverage begins at 1:30 with first pitch scheduled for 2:08. Every local broadcast of Cubs play on baseball can be heard on the Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Again, if you were like, could it not be Shelty Imanaga after Andrew Kittredge? No, Bruce was very confident, again, that it'll be Andrew Kittredge for an inning, get through those first three hitters. Shelty Imanaga will be coming your way in the second inning. We'll step aside now, but these phone calls, let's get back to them. 312-644-6767. Your reaction to the Cubs win. We can look ahead to this matchup tomorrow as well. Do you know what Dylan Cease's ERA is in the playoffs? It's a number you might like to hear. We'll tell you what it is. Coming up next on 6-7 of the Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dylan, how long did last year's playoff exit stay with you, and what does this particular opportunity with this group of guys mean to you?
Yeah, I think, I don't know, I mean, in a sense, it never really leaves. It's part of your story and your history, I suppose. But, I mean, I would say most of the offseason for sure. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think when a new season starts, it's kind of a new opportunity and brings a freshness about it. But yeah, I mean, that one definitely stung.
There's a lot of Chicago connections happening on the San Diego Padres. That was the voice of Dylan Cease. Estrada got in the game today for the Padres, formerly of the Cubs. I thought Gavin Sheets ran into one, if I'm being honest, kind of the know your yard. I thought that ball was going to go a lot further than it was. Gavin Sheets, a former White Sox as well. But it will be Dylan Cease to make the start tomorrow against Andrew Kittredge, who will be the opener before Shota Imanaga takes over. As the Cubs not only go for game two, more importantly, they go for the series victory to move along from the wild card round into the divisional round against the number one seed, the Milwaukee Brewers. Justin Richards with you until 9 o'clock this evening, covering what happened today at Wrigley Field. We'll get to the phones in a moment, 312-644-6767. The question there about Dylan Cease trying to get over what happened last year. He had two starts for the Padres last season. Came away allowing 8 earned runs and in total a 14.40 ERA in those two starts in 2024. Dylan back for the White Sox in 2020, pitched an inning, did not allow a run. But overall, Dylan Cease's 4 appearances, all 4 starts in the postseason, Cease has a 12.91 ERA. It makes you wonder a little bit why they don't want Yu Darvish, who is going to go in game 3 for the Padres if there is one. Cease on the season, his regular season, 8-12, a 4.55 ERA. He had the 6 most strikeouts in Major League Baseball, but he also will walk batters. He will be wild. He will give out free passes if they let him. So that's what the Cubs are matching up with again tomorrow. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Schultze, who wants to talk about this Cubs victory on 6-7 The Score. Hey, Schultze, what's going on?
Hey, buddy, how are you? Fantastic show tonight, and Bruce Levine's awesome. But I just got a couple things I'm going to say. Number one, Ron Coomer is the best radio analyst in Major League Baseball. He's absolutely phenomenal. He articulates the game so people can hear it clearly, and he simplifies it for the average fan. So kudos, much kudos out to Ron. Number two, the fans. There's nothing like Chicago Cub fans. The attendance today at the game was fantastic. It was like electric. Fans were just dying for something to happen, and it just was an amazing win for the Cubs. And number three, if I had to give a game ball out to somebody, definitely Craig Counsell. He just managed it just to the superior max you possibly could manage a baseball game with, using his pitching staff and maneuvering his players. He did a great job, and that's why we pay him as much as he makes. He's definitely a technician, and he's great to have in Chicago. So that's all. I just wanted to give you a few comments and my opinion on a few things, and have a great evening. I'll listen to what you have to say.
Schultze, well done. I will not argue with a single thing you said about Ron Coomer. Well said by you. And as good a day as it was for Craig Counsell, on the other side of things, I know Mike Shildt is a great manager. Walking Michael Bush to bring up Nico Horner, who has a 371 on base percentage, like avoiding a guy. I know Bush has 34 home runs, but when it comes to bat-to-ball skills, especially when the wind is blowing in, it's not necessarily a home run hitting day. Like, Bush squared one up in that first inning. It didn't go anywhere. So as good as Counsell was, I thought that Shildt made a very, very bad move in a game where you know it's going to be decided by, it looked like it was going to be decided by one run, but ultimately they got that insurance run. So good on Counsell, I agree, Schultze. And on the flip side, I thought Shildt had a really rough game one. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Greg, who is in the Mile High City in Denver. Hey, Greg, what's going on?
Hey, Justin, how are you, man?
Good, man.
Same thing. I want to give Craig Counsell his flowers. He would get the game ball for me. It's if you remember back, like in the Joe Maddon days, like he was all good at building the culture and bringing the guys together. But then when it came to X's and O's, it was like, you know, cover your eyes and hope that it works out. And it's nice to have somebody back there who like really can manage the game when it counts. I'm excited for, you know, what he's going to do tomorrow and, you know, however far we go. I'm excited to see what moves he makes and if those moves work. You know, the one thing Bruce said earlier was one run is a lot of runs in a playoff game. And the one thing that I was kind of questioning was not bunting Hap. I know Bruce was saying Hap's not a bunter, but like, you know, strikeout would have been better than what he did. And I just feel like that's a spot where, yeah, maybe he's not a bunter, but one run is a lot of runs in a playoff game, and it would have been nice to see him lay one down and move the runners.
Greg, one thought on that. Do you think Council would have been more likely to bunt Hap if Kyle Tucker was healthier or had been playing more in September?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I think you could also bring Mo Baller in and have him hit if you're like worried about that. What Ron Coomer was saying on the broadcast was that Ian was going to have to contend with those like low sliders away. And like, it all came to fruition. You guys have been playing the like Ron Coomer's Nostradamus thing all during the breaks, but like, that's what happened. He was fighting off those sliders away, and you know, he rolled one over and that was that. So I don't know. I just think like situational baseball in the playoffs is huge. And I think that would have been a time where, you know, the situation called for it. But like I said, Craig Counsell gets the game ball. He managed a great game, and I'm excited to see what he does. It's exciting to see somebody back there who's like truly competent.
Yeah. Greg, thanks for the call. And speaking of competency, like I look at this win by the Cubs as I found it to be a rather sophisticated or mature win. And I think that that falls in line with who Council is, right? Kind of what Greg was saying there. I felt like the Cubs had no panic. They were down a run. Even when they made an error, they were picked up by Dansby Swanson. Dansby had a sensational game, right? Like if your kid wants to be a middle infielder or play shortstop, make them sit down and watch what Dansby Swanson does. Watch how he moves around the infield. Watch how he's ready on every pitch. I mean, that ball that Ryan O'Hearn hit it when Xander Bogaerts was on third base. Like that is in the playoffs. That's a game-changing kind of play, and when it's game-changing, it can change a series. Like I'm looking at the Yankees and the Red Sox right now. It's in the ninth inning. Red Sox are up 2-1. The Yankees had the best offense in baseball. They have the best offensive player in baseball in Aaron Judge, and they've amassed all of one run. So when you're making plays like Dansby did, and like this Cubs defense is built to play, then it can absolutely change the scope of a series, especially when we're talking about a three-game series. It's the first to two. That's it. 312-644-6767. Cubs beat the Padres 3-1. They are one win away from getting to the divisional round. So I am with you until 9 o'clock. If you want to jump on, we will get to your phone calls. 312-644-6767. I thought there were a lot of kind of small things in this game that made up for some big things. So we've been asking, who would you give out a game ball to? 312-644-6767. Text or call, and we'll continue to dive into this matchup tomorrow, a game you'll hear right here on 670 Score. Hour number two, coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.